We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 9:22. Total Information AM continues until 10. Carol Daniel alongside Debbie Monterey. Yesterday on Total Information AM, we spoke with a professor at Southern Illinois University Carbondale about the possibility of a rail strike as soon as next week. Now, after 8 of the 12 unions involved in negotiations for a new contract approved the offer, the Biden administration is getting more heavily involved. President Biden Monday said that lawmakers should immediately codify the agreement he helped broker in September between unions and railroads without any modifications or delay.
Joining us now with more on the story on the Quiver River guest line is Joe Matthew with Bloomberg's Washington Bureau. And Joe, those are some pretty strong words from President Biden, and he is dealing with unions, so I imagine he has to be a bit careful, but is this the most forceful that you've heard him in this situation?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, look, this is a president who's claimed to be, or at least has strived to be openly, the most labor-friendly president in American history, as he says. And he spent time as a senator railing against deals like these. But then there's reality. And the idea of a massive shutdown that would impact huge swaths of the economy right before Christmas is just not palatable for this White House. They thought they had a deal in September. They even took a victory lap. There was a news conference held to announce this deal. Dozens of hours were put in by Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. The president himself called into the negotiating meetings. They had Italian food brought in the middle of the night just so they didn't have to take a break. And now this, it's not a great development for the White House. And we have learned that the president today will be meeting with congressional leaders. That's going to start in about 7 minutes to follow up on what will likely be a House vote this week.
And of course, this is all happening as we are dealing with inflation. And as one might imagine, there was pushback from the unions who say they've now lost leverage. That I guess that remains to be seen.
Well, look, in terms of supply chain, the White House has been asked about this quite a bit. We don't have any interruptions yet. We had, when we thought there might be a shutdown back in September, there were some anticipatory moves made by the major haulers who were looking for alternatives here. But you have to, the statistic to keep in mind is one train is the equivalent of 300 trailer trucks. If you shut all of those down, you can forget about your Christmas gifts because a lot of other stuff is not going to get there either. And as we're trying to emerge from a supply chain crisis in COVID, the timing would be absolutely terrible.
Yes, absolutely. It would not be a very happy Christmas for pretty much anyone, stores or people.
Including those workers, by the way. And I do want to remind everyone that they have a pretty great case to make. Look, people were getting fired for going to the doctor. They do not have paid sick leave. And that's what these workers are fighting for.
I have heard at least one of the reps of the unions saying that is in his estimation, a very small portion. It would cost the railroads very little. But I guess that is their bargaining chip, the railroads?
Yeah, that is true. And it's something that this White House has tried to balance, the humanity versus the need for this type of service. But this is a tough way to make a living. And, you know, you've got 12 different unions here. It's not like you're just negotiating with one party. And they all have a slightly different view on this. So getting 12 unions to ratify a deal that was struck in September has been the real issue. You've got at least two major outliers here who say they will also oppose any congressional move as the president now seeks the intervention of Congress. They do have the ability to prevent this from happening. It would be the first time in a long time, but we'll see what emerges from this meeting today at the White House.
So let's be clear. When at the start, we talked about what the president has said to codify this agreement without any modifications or delay. So what is it as it stands?
Well, look, as far as the deal goes, there was a massive pay increase. I believe they got one day, if I remember correctly, it was one day of paid sick leave where you could actually go to the doctor. They want more time. They want to be able to take care of themselves and not have to take a vacation day to go see a doctor. The fact of the matter is, though, you know, there's not a lot of wiggle room here. And this is coming up pretty quickly. We're going to have this figured out by the 9th of December, So if Congress steps in, these workers won't have much say in the matter. Congress is authorized to keep this from happening. If that legislation passes, the House likely to vote this week, the Senate could take a little longer. Then that will keep the rails running, no matter what the workers say.
Speaking of Congress, does the president have the support he needs right now? There are people on their way out and people getting ready to move in. Are they focused on this?
Well, that's a great question. They're more focused, frankly, on the leadership battles that's happening on the Hill. You've got an incoming Republican majority in the House, to your point, but that's why he's meeting with the so-called Big Four today to talk about a bipartisan approach to this and not add to an already long list. You know, they've got a debt ceiling to deal with. They have to fund the government beyond the 16th of December. And we've also got a vote on same-sex marriage that's likely to happen today, codifying same-sex marriage into law. The last thing they need right now is another item to hold them through the Christmas break. You're already hearing leadership threaten that lawmakers may have to spend some time right here for the holidays.
I can't help but imagine that the average American, let's just say the average St. Louisan listening right now, thinking that if you can get fired for going to the doctor and you only have one day of paid sick leave, that would, to a lot of people, be outrageous. Is there a role that the public can play? Or ever plays?
Well, I'm not sure by what means you mean. I mean, you know, we're dealing with organized labor here. This is you know, technically, I guess the public is already involved through these workers, but this is something that will have to come down to the unions and industry, and we'll see if Washington gets involved. But it's pretty difficult for anybody to really have an impact on this if they're not in the industry.
Well, I tell you, I mean, they represent the people, supposedly.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. And look, I guess if you have a problem with it, you don't have to buy the goods that are coming off of these trucks. But you know, everyone is a hero until they're waiting for something to be delivered to their homes or their business, and they need these trains to be running. And so here we are.
Well, so before we let you go, if it looks like Congress has a lot of other things that they have on their minds, and we're looking at a December 9th strike deadline, are the unions committed to actually walking off the job, knowing that the public may have an adverse reaction and the economy as well?
It's a great question. I have no reason to doubt them. I think they're pretty serious about this. This has been going on for months and months and months. I don't think any of them want to lose their jobs, but they don't feel like they can continue with what they have here, the terms and conditions that they have, despite the fact that we're looking at a more than 20% pay increase. This is more about living. About lifestyle, about being able to control your own schedules and so forth. And that's a big deal for people. And if they feel like they're not being heard, they're going to go on strike. That doesn't mean we won't see a last-minute intervention by Marty Walsh, the Labor Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, the Transportation Secretary. Both of them were involved the first time around, and they got 10 out of a dozen unions to sign on. So, you know, there is still an opportunity for this to be resolved without it involving Congress.
That is Joe Matthew, who is the Bloomberg Washington Bureau reporter with us this morning on KMOX. Joe, thank you so much for your time.
Great to talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.